Back. It is 11:35. James Spangler's here from Jones Brothers Pool Tables, North Little Rock, where all of your needs can be met for Christmas. At least mine can.
Wait. All of my needs I can meet there?
Yeah. All the stuff. Stop right there.
Thank you. All of the stuff we want for Christmas is there.
I'm Matty T.
We can fix up your game room, Pat. I don't know about
anything. That's about
else.
It. Okay.
They can't give you any game, but they can fix up your game room.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying, homeboy?
Fair enough.
Before we talk to James about what's happening over there, let me get Bill the trucker in there because he's on a cell phone. They go right to the front of the line. Isn't that right, Matty T?
You got that right.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, Pat.
What'd I do now?
Oh, boy, I love
You're
this.
You're pretty articulate for somebody talking out their backside, buddy.
Oh, Biggie! Sorry, I had an extra scoop of beans last night, Biggie. What? What'd I say now?
If a basketball team, any basketball team, was to go on the road for two full seasons and not lose a road game, would they have backed into their title game? Would they have backed into a
Oh, you're on this again.
I'm just saying.
Who did they beat on the road? They beat Texas
A&M.
Okay, everybody. Florida's coach just got fired.
Seasons.
Vanderbilt's coach just left. Who else? Who else is in the East? I can't even name. Tennessee's coach
Kentucky.
Just got there. Kentucky just...
They beat Georgia on the road last year.
There is no...
Two consecutive years. They beat... Everybody on the road.
Agree with me this, okay? That the other teams in the East combined, you look at, other than Mark Richt, all the other coaches are in their second year. Derek Mason's
really?
First year.
Pretty new then, huh?
Muschamp just got fired.
Yeah.
The guy over at Kentucky's in his, what, second year? Butch Jones in his second year. Your boy, Pinkel's been there for like 20. It's about time he wins a road game or two. That's the way I look at it.
How long have all your basketball coaches been here? A road game is a road game. You can't get done talking about how important winning on the road is.
Well, the atmosphere at Vanderbilt
season.
Is much different.
It means nothing during football season?
The atmosphere at Vanderbilt football games is much different than the atmosphere at Iowa State basketball games.
Again, irrelevant.
It's much easier. Listen, I could take a team into Vanderbilt Stadium and quarterback them to a victory.
Oh, easy, Scott Frost.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Justin, pull his head out. He's going to get stuck in there.
Running the option, mind you, with a bad knee.
I'm not getting near that thing.
But I probably couldn't lead a team into Hilton Coliseum. That's tough, basketball-wise. Football-wise, no big deal. Easy.
Oh my God!
Why do you love Missouri? Are you
I'm
from
sorry.
Missouri?
Let me go back. Rewind the tape on what Pat just said, Matty T. Here, hang on a second, Bill. Let me see. Rewind it back. Yeah. Sorry, Pat. We're not buying it. That sounds like baloney.
I can't believe
it's still impressive, even on a down East. They haven't lost a home road game in 2 years. It's still impressive.
Listen,
it's not as hard as winning a basketball game in a tough environment. Admittedly,
all
but
right,
still.
Listen, he does one thing. All right, maybe I backed into that answer, but he backed into
Don't back anything anywhere.
Pinkel backed into the play of Pinkel's press conference of how he backed
figure?
Into the East.
I don't want to.
How do you figure that. He backed in?
What's more redundant, me arguing with Barrett about the playoff being four teams or eight teams or this?
All right, the two most insignificant championship games in the SEC that they've ever had. Would anybody not agree the last 2 years most insignificant SEC championship
Why do you
games?
Say insignificant? What do you mean?
Because the story last year was Auburn.
He don't know nothing about football, Justin.
The story last year was Auburn. What was the story last year?
Auburn.
You really thought Missouri had a shot in
Hades
of beating Auburn last year? You really thought Missouri had a chance? That was laughable. They had a chance to beat Alabama this year. I could not even listen
to
the crap.
I hate to bring this to you, Pat, but Arkansas got spanked like that every time they've been to Atlanta,
Well,
too.
Yeah, but that's irrelevant.
Irrelevant?
Because we're not talking about Arkansas.
That's
we're talking about Missouri.
Germane to this conversation.
What do the Germans have to do with this conversation?
The Germans ain't got nothing to do with it.
Listen, if you want
to... Hush puppies, daddy.
Listen, if you want to bring it back and you're trying to bash Arkansas, then just start the conversation with I want to bash Arkansas
to
football.
Arkansas.
No. This is not...
Okay.
Bates,
how about
this?
You know what, Bill the Trucker? I'll make it. Because you're riding high on the Tiger train, I'll make a bet with you. What's today's date? December 11th. Listen, you're high up in the Syria Mountains. What's he doing, Justin?
Drinking
champagne cocktail.
Champagne cocktail, baby.
All right, I'll take today for whatever you want. You want a little lunch? You want a six-pack of Diet Coke?
You want a free tank of gas for your big
Zero.
Truck?
Coke Zero.
How about a tank of gas for his big truck? What's that cost, $200, $300?
You take Missouri today to win the SEC East again.
I'll say, no.
Oh, you get the field?
I get the field.
Oh, that's a hell of a deal.
Oh, he's drinking Tiger syrup over there. Sipping on the Tiger Scissor.
You shouldn't drink Tiger Scissor.
You shouldn't drink Tiger Scissor when you build a trucker. Get off the road, Bill.
No, especially if you're diabetic. It's really bad for you.
I'll take it, Pat.
Woo! And we're in!
All right, here we go.
All right, so let's just agree. We'll watch SEC Championship together.
Bill, we'll talk next December 11th then. Have a great day.
All right, y'all too.
Later, bye.
I love it.
See what I did there, Matty T? Classic move. Until the very end, stay out of a fight. You let people go at it. It was good. And yes, it got a little tedious, and admittedly, I'm a little bit tired of hearing the argument.
Listen, if that was a fight, okay?
Here we go. All right, let's talk to James. No fighting here. We're all getting along. James, do you have any cue balls that look like my head at Jones Brothers Pool Tables in North Little Rock?
You still have a little more hair than most of the cue balls,
okay.
but pretty close.
You have hair on your cue balls?
I actually thought about shaving my head bald.
No
like,
comment.
I almost went smooth last night, but I was like, nah.
You want to go on a bicket. That's what they call a bicket.
What's that mean?
Bicket. It's just a slang term because you take a Bic razor.
I don't.
Bicket.
I don't use Bics. What is this, amateur?
Well, I know it's a slang term.
Okay.
It's kind of like using a.
That'd be Gilletting it in my world.
Yeah, it's kind of like you say, I use a Q-tip. You may just use a basic cotton swab, no frills.
I frill. I go frilly. And I always buy Kleenex, too. I don't do tissues.
No. You anyway. Do?
Yeah, always.
What a savage upper crust beast you are.
You can't skimp on certain things.
That's right, James.
You wouldn't build a trucker.
Ketchup, tissues, and Q-tips. I always stick my pinky fingers out, too, when I'm blowing my nose.
You
Why are you sticking your pinkies out?
Because it's a Kleenex. It's like buying single-ply toilet paper. Not a good idea.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what? I'm thinking of building a trucker right now. In his truck, he's driving, and he's got an espresso machine right in the console. He makes his tea. Mm-hmm. He's probably got a nice champagne cocktail.
How's he making tea in his espresso machine? And do you think he reaches over?
He does it all.
He's holding hands and he looks over longingly at Gary Pinkle. And they're riding down the road, just riding alone. I'm so proud of you, Gary. You won the Coach of the Year this year. And you're so good.
Why is he?
Yeah.
He did win Coach of the Year.
I'll give you that.
I just don't know why people love Missouri so much.
Here's what I know. Pat needs one thing out of your place, a bar. And we need to stock it full of booze so he can relax over here.
How about a air hockey machine?
I'll tell you what, air hockey, ping pong, they are on fire right now.
Air hockey and ping pong?
Yes.
Okay. I'll challenge anybody with ping pong.
We've got a truckload of air hockeys coming in tomorrow. We'd almost run out. That should not be a problem now.
Okay.
Ping pong is selling great. But the biggest deal we've got going on right now, fit anybody's budget, all wood, 1-inch, 3-piece slate, any color cloth, fully equipped. Deliver and install locally. $15.95.
Can I get a hog in the middle of any of these game tables?
I would say anything is possible for a price.
Okay, fair enough.
Wow. Could you get him Jessica Alba in the middle of a pool table?
I don't think she's going for that.
Okay. No, just a picture. I don't want her. Right? How am I going to shoot pool with her laying on top of it?
No problem.
Be pretty good.
I don't know what the name of that game is called.
A picture of her on there. Yeah, exactly. So, okay, so $15.95. Everything? That's cues and
that's
balls and everything.
Out the door.
You throwing some chalk?
Absolutely.
Look at that. What a
everything
sweetheart.
You need to play. Four cues, bridge sticks, set of balls, wall rack for the cues, triangle, dust cover, brush chalk, rule book.
What about a bridge? In case I got a...
Were you not listening as I just gave that whole spiel?
Bridge.
I was, but you went so fast, I was like, what is
Omar Sharif doesn't have as much bridge as he does. Are you kidding me? Does it have the
Omar
drawer?
Sharif.
That does not have that.
Okay, but that's another option, too. And I always thought
that
was cool.
We could always get that added on for a minimal price.
Again,
Justin's pretty cheap. So do you have the quarter machine? Because he's going to charge his friends to play when they come over to play pool. So put quarters
we do
in
not
there.
Do that. That's a different business. That's the amusement business.
Okay.
And you would have to have an amusement license to do that.
Okay, you know what? Fine. Just put your quarters up on the side.
That's right.
And then I'll swipe those in the next
one.
You can
poker tables,
by the
too.
Hour. Poker tables, the pub tables. So after you get your drink from your bar,
yep.
You can sit down and relax at your pub table.
That's right, James. I like my hotels like I like my pool tables. By the hour, baby. That's the way I roll.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, what?
Savage
say,
move.
Did your wife know about that?
Well, she's there with me.
Okay.
Usually. Why keep her for the whole night? We only need her for a few minutes. It's good.
Put a quarter. Put a quarter. Paying quarters?
Only for the bed.
One of those classy places.
You know that's right, buddy. You know that's
Clark
right.
Clark W. Griswold took
exactly.
His
hey,
lady.
Hey, if it's good
there.
Enough for Clark W. Griswold, it's good enough for me. Put her in the family truckster and let's roll.
Oh, what a freaky Thursday, isn't
so
it?
So you can also get a bar stools, the whole deal.
Bar stools.
By the way, I need to talk
about
that.
Talked about.
We need a bar and some bar stools for our performance at Christmas karaoke.
Okay.
I told Jeremy to worry about it. They may already have it over at Verizon, but if they don't, we'll have to talk to you about that.
That'd be good.
Yeah, give me a call. Okay. We'll figure that out.
It's right across the street. Wouldn't be much for you to pick it up and bring it over.
Well, it'd be nothing.
Just walk it right over there.
Yeah, well, James, you're a big guy. You could do that. Jeremy's my grip. He's my key grip, so he'll be the one that'll be doing it. Matty T's going to be our bartender in our little skit we're doing. That's all I'm telling you.
Stern is out, by the way.
I'm not telling you anything else. Of course he is. He's too busy selling champagne insurance.
No, he's 10 toes up right now, listening on the app. What's up, Stern?
It's weak, Stern. He won't sit there and be part of our act. That's fine. Screw you. I'll find some other slappy to sit over there.
Wow. We need a couple
you
more props.
What? We got a former Razorback quarterback on staff. We don't need Clint Stern. Oh. We'll get Matt Jones to hang out in the bar. Ain't it no
He'd
big
do
deal.
It.
Yeah, we're going to get Matty T's cantina. It's all good.
I got a couple ideas. Okay. It's secret, though. If you haven't purchased the tickets yet, next Thursday night.
Pat's favorite thing is shuffleboard anyway. Do you have you got some shuffleboards in there?
We do have some shuffleboards.
What's the varying lengths?
Lengths start at 9 foot, goes to 12, and then after that you go up in 2 foot increments all the way to 22 feet.
Yeah, Pat went on one from like he went 19 feet 9 inches.
I go to every senior center around the state and destroy everybody.
22 feet on a shuffleboard?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't even get it halfway down there without it falling off the thing.
What was that? Is that specialized sand that they put on there?
You ask about the silica every time.
Silica.
Yeah, it's the same thing. We talk about it every time.
Wax.
Yeah.
It's beeswax?
Beads of wax. Every time with the same question. Every time we talk to a banker, he says, can I get a loan? And every time he talks to you, he says, how is
it
real
sand?
Do they typically tell him no?
Write it down. I know you're just making conversation. It's going to go right out your ear, and you're going to ask him again next time.
Boy. Talk about something you thought you could depend on your whole life.
I know. You feel like you've been duped, huh?
Beads of wax.
Beads of wax. Yes.
That's the name of our rock band. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, Jay, I was going to ask James a question.
Please do.
Just bought an old house, an 8 foot from y'all years ago. I wanted to get it recovered with 860 Simonis.
Okay.
What is that
about? The Simonis price, I don't have an exact figure off the top of my head. I know the standard recover on an 8 foot runs $390. I believe you're going to add about $150 for the Simonis.
All right. Thanks, sir.
There you go. Thanks, Mike. Glad you called in. Appreciate it.
You guys an 8 ball and 9 ball guys, kind of guys?
8 ball? Are you kidding me? I got my 8 ball jacket. I don't have a 9 ball jacket.
Nine ball now is a little bit more difficult now.
I think more people probably play 9 ball than 8 ball.
You think so?
Yes.
I would say 8 ball is a more popular game, but I'm not going to argue with you.
Really?
I don't know. Pat said it was more popular.
Where did you get 9 ball is more popular?
I think that more tournaments were played 9 ball.
Tournaments for sure, yes. But bar, pool, I think probably everyone, if you walk in and say,
play
some 8 ball.
Messing around. Yeah, probably 8 ball. But
when Pat and I play strip pool, we always play 8 ball, don't we, big guy?
Yeah.
That's more cutthroat than anything else.
I always let Pat win.
9 ball is a fun game, though. I'm a 9 ball fan.
Yeah, I know you are. Jared says, where'd the other one go? Jared says, 8 foot air hockey, how much? And do they have 8 foot air hockey?
8 foot air hockey, yes. You're basically going commercial at that point. You're going to be about $3,200.
Okay.
But I do have one there in the showroom you can take a look at.
What else? What other size? Is that a standard size?
Mostly, yeah. I mean, they go as small as 6 foot. 7 foot is your typical home size. We do 3 or 4 different versions of the 7 foot that run from $699 to $1,595.
What about the old hockey game where you had the little players and
dome hockey?
Yeah. You have that? Can you get it?
We can get it.
Of course you can.
Hockey's just not quite as popular here in Arkansas.
What about the foosball?
Foosball, absolutely. Once again, really doing a lot more foosball than what we expected this year, but got plenty of them there.
Soccer's all the rage, babe. People love the foosball.
World Cup, the foosball.
There's no question about it. Can I paint my little players up like the Netherlands? Can I paint them all up in orange?
You can do whatever you want once you own it.
Okay, good point.
The Netherlands?
Can I order them with orange jerseys? Okay, well, that's unfortunate. Yeah, you know what? I'll paint it myself. Don't worry about it.
To the caller of the call, then, I just got a text. The 8 foot recover with Simonis, $540.
Bam! What is Simonis?
Simonis is a tournament grade cloth. Standard cloth is what they call nappy cloth. It's got a little bit of a nap to it, obviously. The Simonis is more tightly woven, called worsted wool. It plays faster, a little more durable.
Can I put more English on it?
Sure.
I like to put Spanglish on it,
too. Thanks. If the ball rolls faster, then yeah, the English is going to go faster.
Dick!
Hello?
Hello, Dick.
That's not what I told him my name was.
Oh, I'm sorry, Richard. I was being informal with you.
Oh. Hello, Richard.
All right, you guys are on it today. Y'all are cracking me up. But let's have a flatulence-free conversation.
Okay, fine. We'll fart on our own time. What do you got?
All right, my favorite thing, actually, about Missouri, to football is the smack that I hear from everybody about how horrible the Big 12 is. But a completely irrelevant team for the last 10 years in the Big 12 comes into the SEC and 2 years in a row wins a division.
They're not completely. They weren't completely irrelevant in the Big 12. Let's not oversell that.
Well, in basketball, they were relevant.
No.
In football, they weren't.
Gary Pinkel won a couple of division titles in the Big 12 back when they had divisions. Let's not forget, my friend.
What? In the Big 12?
Yeah. They won a couple of Big 12 titles. In fact, he's got as many, I think over the last decade, he has as many or more division championships than any coach in America. I think he has four.
Well, listen, they got smoked the first year they were in the SEC, did they not?
No, this is only their third year. They've won the division twice.
No, I know.
First, second year.
But first year, when their quarterback got hurt, they did not have a very good year at all.
No, this is their second year, right?
Yeah, Ball came in and played
pretty
good.
Yeah, they went
and
played twice.
No.
Yeah, 2 years.
This is their third year. James Franklin got hurt the first year, and they got smoked.
That was last year.
Okay, well, let's put it in the
Matty Mock was a freshman.
No, this is the
they weren't
Johnny
Texas.
Mann's played two
they
years.
They weren't OU. They weren't.
And this is
Kansas
Johnny.
State.
You're right.
And this is not Johnny.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I know I was right.
Okay, you don't talk down to me. I'm just checking.
You guys make me feel like I'm nuts.
Well, you
Sorry,
are,
Richard.
But not because of that.
Go ahead, buddy.
But they weren't even in the top four or five of the Big 12.
They were
but
a couple of years, but okay.
And they win.
Yeah,
which
no argument.
Is, but well, for a couple of years, but consistently they couldn't do it. And 2 years in a row, they win a division here, which makes me kind of wonder about if one of these other teams would have come over. You know, if when they were talking about Texas and OU coming over, what would they have done? Because they consistently beat Missouri on a regular basis,
that's,
both those teams.
That's true. I'll give you that. That's not it doesn't bode well for the theory of SEC dominance.
It's the but past
that, and that's
two
all I'm saying.
Years.
Is that when a middle of the pack team comes to the Big 12 and wins a division 2 years in a row,
mm-hmm.
It kind of negates a little bit of the Big 12 smack that you hear all the time.
They were 5-7 their first year, you're right.
Yeah.
12-2, then 10-3.
Listen, they've benefited, okay, from an SEC East, aside from Georgia, that's had an epic collapse.
Let me just say this, too. Since 06, Pinkel's never had less than 8 wins except the first year in the SEC. 8-5, 12-2, 10-4, 8-5, 10-3, 8-5.
Oh, he's done a solid job.
Yeah, he's won a couple of division titles, so don't discount that their program's a little better than they get credit for.
Absolutely, no question about it. He's done a solid job. And
now, I've heard a little bit of talk of there being a swap in division. You know, there's been, you know, rumors that, like, Missouri goes over and somebody else comes back. What have y'all heard any of that?
No, but they should be in the West. It's absolutely asinine that they're in the East. It's stupid as all get out. It's one of the dumbest things. The only thing dumber than that was when the Big Ten had the Legends and Leaders divisions.
Well, no, the only thing dumber than that is trying to manufacture a rivalry between them and Arkansas.
Oh, I don't agree with that at all. I think that's actually going to turn out to be really good. So
it would have been really good if they could have, if it would have been a great start if Arkansas could have kept them out of the SEC championship game.
Yeah, but what would we be arguing about now? Now we'd be slapping Missouri around, and you'd have no defense to it. So what fun would that be? Richard, I appreciate the call. We got to take a timeout. Steve and Whisker, hang on. Steve wants to know if you have jukeboxes. Do you?
We do not have jukeboxes. I don't know how to work on them, but if he calls the store, I can give him a couple numbers, some guys to do it.
What's the number?
372-0168.
I knew that. I just wanted to make sure you did.
Thanks.
Steve, you got that?
Got it, man.
372-0168. Thank you. We'll be back in a sec.
I want a Ford Fusion.
All the boys and girls this year have been telling me they all want a Ford vehicle through video chats and chirps and text messages, you name it. All